Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for my life.
My, I could listen to that song all day. I tell you, it's a soothing song. It's a song that make you reflect. And that's what this broadcast is titled, A Time of Reflection. How many is thanking God today for their life? Amen. The Bible says where there's life, there is yet hope. I tell you, that's a beautiful song I say all the time. If I was giving out Stella's, he would get it. Amen. Dear God, how many times do you just sit down and write a letter to the Lord and not ask him for anything, but just thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his kindness. Just say thank you. A thank you letter to the Lord. My God, I thank God today, and I'm thankful today because we have such a wonderful, special person that is so dear to me. And I tell you, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have this young prophet, man of God, with us. I tell you, he's dynamite. You have to see him in person to really experience the gifting that God has upon his life. I tell you, so I don't take it for granted at all. So I tell you, we just thankful today. We just want to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We have been having a marvelous time for the past. This is our second week dealing with the topic, generational curses, and are they real? And we have heard some different perspectives from different men and women of God as God allowed them to come on the broadcast and minister. So we just thankful. Hopefully the Lord gives me some challenging topics, and hopefully, I don't know how he's going to deal with me over the weekend, but hopefully this is the last of this topic right now. Amen, amen. So we once again thank you. By way of announcement, we just want to let you know that we are going to be hosting our True Fellowship Conference on December 7th and 8th, 2012. So get ready. We've been talking about this for months now. So make sure you have those dates set aside, December 7th and 8th, especially those of you that live in the Northern and Southern California area. I tell you, we're going to come together and have a time of just pure worship, crossing all denominational lines. Those that love the Lord, if you love the Lord and he's done anything for you, I admonish and encourage you to come to this great fellowship. We have Prophetess Harrison, Dr. Winston Singleton, we have Pastor Ashton Adams, we also have yours truly, and we also have Dr. Kenneth Burford. And this will be held at Christ Redeeming Center, where Dr. Burford is the pastor and overseer at 2281 East Main Street. That's in Stockton, California. If you need further information, you can contact me. We've also posted our flyer today, and I tell you, it's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, anything that God is in, it's always beautiful. So if you're not a friend of mine, ask me to be your friend. Request friendship on Facebook, and you can see this flyer. But we will be mailing it out to you all, and we will be giving you announcements up until that date. Amen. So we are going to get right on into this word of God on today. I see some other listeners here on the line. Look like the line is loaded up with area code 803, and that is Dr. Apostle Walter Clark's region. That's his region where he lives and he works and he does his ministry. So we're just thankful for them being on the line today. I don't know if First Lady Jennifer is on the line. Apostle Clark. Amen, amen. I'm trying to see which one of these 803 area codes is Apostle Clark's number. I see his cell number, but I didn't get a response. Amen, amen. Apostle Clark, are you on the line? Amen, amen. We're going to just go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Can I get any responses out there? Amen, amen. Well, we're going to open up with the word of prayer, and as we get going, maybe I'll get a response from Dr. Clark. We come before you once again, Lord God, thanking you for your kindness, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thanking you, Lord God, for renewing your mercies on today. Truly, we don't take it lightly, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor that you're so deserving of. And now, Lord, we thank you for our special guest that has taken time out of his busy schedule today to come and minister the word of God to us on today. Lord God, we asking you to anoint him. Oh, God, we asking you to speak with clarity. Lord God, we asking you to convict the heart of somebody out there in radio land, somebody that may be experiencing some of this, some of these issues that we're going to discuss on today. Lord God, let them know that you're not far away. You're a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. Lord God, we need you now more than ever. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to bless the leaders of this country, continue to bless our president and all the government officials and all of those that are working and preaching and teaching the word of God. Lord God, let your blood cover them each and everywhere they go. Lord God, and we're asking you to take control over these airwaves in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing permeate the atmosphere on this evening. Lord God, well, we'll be able to hear a clear word. Lord God, and we'll be able to understand what it is that you have for each and every one of us, what you have destined for us and your will in our life. Lord, we'll be so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Now, let me see where Apostle Clark is. Let me just tell you, he is no stranger to this broadcast. He has ministered several times on this particular broadcast. The first time he was on, he ministered on Right to Vision. And again he was on, he ministered on the power of forgiveness. And then, so that let you know, he's been an active friend to this ministry, and I love him. I love him as a son. I love him as a spiritual counselor in the gospel. He also was on the line when we had the topic, the gift of wisdom. And now he's back with us today to minister with the topic, generational curses. Are they real? So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker, and that's none other than Apostle Dr. Walter Clark of Columbus, South Carolina, Global Outreach Ministries Overseer and Shepherd. God bless you, Apostle Clark. Amen, amen. Apostle Clark, do I have his line open? Apostle Clark.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now.
All right, God bless you. How you doing today?
I sure will.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
We're blessed with highly favored of the Lord, and we're excited to come on the air today and share out of the Word of God. And want to greet everybody out there who's listening to the broadcast. We said praise the Lord in advance and thank God for tuning in on today. We are excited, we are elated about what God has done, about what he has been doing, and about what he's getting ready to do. And I know you all have been talking about generational curses for at least, what, is this the second week?
Second week. Mm-hmm.
Second week, talking about generational curses and are they real. We're going to go right into the Word of God today, and we greet everyone in Columbia, South Carolina, who may be tuning in or getting ready to tune in. We greet them out there, and we bring greetings from Global Outreach Ministries, Healing and Deliverance in Columbia, South Carolina. Also, we bring greetings to our First Lady of Global Outreach Ministries, Pastor Clark. Thank God, amen, for everybody all of our ministers in the name of the Lord, and we thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard, giving us this opportunity in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I am going to talk in general today because I do want to bring some insight and some uplifting and revelation to the body of Christ on today. For God is good and he is good all the time. Perhaps the one of the first things that I want to do right now is pray. And Father, we thank you. We glorify your wonderful name. We come to you, O God, thanking you for all things. We praise you for this opportunity to come on the broadcast today. We thank you, O God, for the opportunity to minister into the ears of those who have called in. We just appreciate you and thank you, O God, in advance for every blessing. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Now we come before you, O God, asking that you help us deliver this word that you have for us to deliver today. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we say amen and amen. All of us can recall in Deuteronomy the blessings that that the book speaks of when it talks about living for God, worshiping God, and being fully committed to the Lord. And in essence, the Bible records the blessed the fruit of thy body, I will make, the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the Lord speaks of blessings that he would bless us with if we continue to honor him and live in obedience to his word. And notice the key here is obedience to God's word. Giving our lives over to him and living in obedience. I'm also living according to the commandments and living according to the Holy Spirit that indwells our heart and that leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Bible also talks about curses for disobedience. We as a people, we love the blessings. We get excited when we talk about the blessings, but we lose excitement when we talk about the curses that may come when our lives does not represent holy living or living for the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, the Bible says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Then it says, "Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field, cursed shall thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body." So he even takes it back to the body that when if we're cursed, the curse can be so severe that it attacks even our ability to produce children or have children. Also, when we talk about the cursing the basket, cursing, we can look at it today, and what we are able to have and or what we're able to save. Also, it talks about the fruit of your land. In the Old Testament, when they had land, they would plant, they would labor over the land. And so the Bible even speaks of your fruit that you have planted being cursed. But in order for us to really grasp and understand what we mean when we talk about generational curses, we must really look at, well, what does the word curse mean? And to understand that, we're going to look at what the word blessed means. And to bless simply means to empower, to impart, to have a special ability to acquire, that you have been favored, you have been blessed. There is a special anointing on your life when you have been blessed. There are certain things that just come natural to you. They come easy to you when you're blessed. There are things that God has strategically placed in your life that the enemy can't stop from coming to you because you are blessed. Being blessed, Evangelist, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Evangelist?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, okay. Yes, I thought that was, yes. And so there are special blessings that are on your life when you are blessed, that the enemy can't stop because God has favored your life. The blessing acts as a shield, and it attracts things that are designated to you in your life. When you look at what it is to be blessed, you're blessed because God has favored your life. When you look at the opposite of that, when you look at the word curse, there's a difference between the word blessed and also being cursed. When you look at the word being blessed, you think of something being added to. When you look at the word curse, you think of something being taken away. So if you are blessed, we're simply saying that God is adding to you, that God is adding to your resources. He's adding to your finances. He's adding to your business. He's enlarging your territory. When you are blessed, there is an addition. There is a multiplication factor that God adds to you, not take away. He builds you up because you have been blessed. When we look at the word curse, we have to look at the word curse in this fashion, that it means that I'm going to take something away from you, that I'm going to detract from you. You're not going to be prosperous now because I've taken that from you because of something that you may have done in your life to cause me to curse you. So when we look at the word curse, it means to take away. I'm coming to take back the blessing that I've already given you. And every man, boy, woman, girl, you're born to be blessed. But the enemy, his job is to come and take away. And if he can take away from you, then he can cause your life to become very unbalanced. Because if we look at the word of God, it really, blessing and cursing, they're really opposite of each other. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. If I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. God continues to bless me and prosper me. Everything I put my hand to do, God gives it to me. He blesses me with the skills. If I'm cursed, I continue to struggle to go after what I want, but because I don't have the anointing, or I no longer have that anointing to be blessed in that area, I can't get it even though I'm striving for it because I am now cursed where the blessing was. When we look at this word blessed, we have to also look at it in several phases. We can be when we look at the word curse, we could be cursed individually. Our family can be cursed. The generation that we're in can be cursed. Also, a nation. If you remember in the Bible, the nation was going to be cursed. And so when we look at the word curse, it can be individually, it can be family, it can be generational, or a curse can come against a nation. What is a generation? Really, when we look at what a generation is, it really means this. It means people within a delineated population who experience the same significant event within a given period of time. And I'm going to say that one more time. When we look at what a generation is, it simply means this. People within a delineated population who experience the same significant event within a period of time. And so when we talk about generational curses, we're talking about a curse that is just not individually, but the curse has come to attack everything that is connected to my family line. And so now, instead of living out the curse that was applied to my life, maybe because of disobedience, I have opened myself up to pass this down to my children. And so if it passes down to my children and they walk around under the same influences that affected me or my life negatively, they can pick it up. And then as they grow up, they live out the curse in their life. And then when they get married, they have children, their children live it out again. So there is a recurring of the same type of experiences within the generation. But the good news here today is that God is going to break some generational curses all across America, all across the world. God is saying, I am breaking generational curses. I'm breaking generational strongholds because they have been holding the generation too long. And God has said, I am coming to shake out a generation. I'm coming to shake the curse off them. I'm coming to deliver them. I'm coming to set them free. I'm coming to heal them because I refuse to have the people live under a curse that that Jesus, my son, already paid the price for. So God is saying, I'm lifting the curse off of the people who would believe that I'm able to do it. Now, the lifting of the curse has to come with repentance. You have to repent if this curse is to be lifted. Praise the name of God. So God is dealing with generational curses. If we look at specific, just individuals at large, and we'll go to another scripture here in just a few minutes, but the effects of a generational curse can be devastating because, and you can even see it if you look, you don't have to look far at all. You can look and within your own family, you could see it even on your, or probably on your job or your everyday life. You probably have identified those folks who might have anger in their heart. They live in anger. They rage, and they don't know how to handle the anger that comes upon them. In other words, they don't have. They don't have the strategy or tools to defeat whatever it is that keeps bothering them. And so you might see an angry parent. At the same time, you might see an angry child. That mm-hmm. might be an identification of a generational curse or a transferring of a spirit from parent to child. And that's why it becomes so important that we model our lives after the Lord Jesus Christ, that we live a clean life, that we don't open up our families to difficulties and problems as we live according to God's word. But God says, I'm breaking generational curses. Another sign of a generational curse might be this. Anything that seems to be a persistent struggle or problem that was handed down from one generation to another, that might be a generational curse. So in other words, we need to look for signs. We need to do a root cause analysis within ourselves. And we need to look at behaviors that we're exhibiting and stop patting them and open ourselves up to God and say, God, there's some things that are operating in me. There's some things that I'm going through, God, that I don't know what it is, but I've been dealing with it for a long time. And I open myself up to you because I'm ready to be transparent. I need a surgery. And God is doing an x-ray on America. And God is seeing some things that people thought they were hiding. God is seeing some things. God is causing us to look inside ourselves and find ourselves because he wants to set the people of God free. God says he's doing a work here in America that these people won't be set free. I'm breaking curses. I'm coming, and I'm destroying yokes. And I stopped by the broadcast today to let somebody know that their struggle is over. Your grandmother struggled. Your mom struggled. Now you struggling. Now your children is struggling. The devil is a liar. We come to break the generational curse of poverty. I've been feeling not to have a job another day in my life. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak blessings over my soul. And we got to know how to come out of a curse. And the quickest way to come out of a curse is to repent and be obedient and turn around and go back to God and ask God to make me, do me over again, put me on the potter's wheel and make me the person, the man or woman of God that you have destined me to come. Many people don't know how to break generational curses. I've learned this, that our praying, many times we pray in the future, God bless me with this, God bless me with that, God, I need that blessing. We forget to pray in the past, but when you want to break generational curses, you got to go to the past. You go, my God, and oh, God. Sometimes, Lord, have mercy. And that's what we mean when we talk about root cause analysis. Why am I, Lord, have mercy? Why am I blind? Why am I having cancer? Why am I always going to the hospital? We need to look back and see if anybody's sickly in my family. My God, if there's a pattern of, hey, my mom's sick, my dad's sick, and he got high blood pressure. He had high blood pressure, and my uncle got high blood pressure. It's time to break generational curses around here. They've been living in families too long. Praise the name of Jesus Christ, and we come to kick the devil out. We come to serve notice on the devil right now today. I wish I had me a trap that will reach up and break this generational curse. Because it is over today. God says that by the time this message is over, somebody's going to be healed. Somebody's back is going to be healed. The pain is going to leave somebody's waist and hip. God is doing something here in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, he is. But we have to deal with the past. And I was praying. We have to go back. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I remember even praying. I said, God, go back 15 years. God, go back 20 years.
God, go back 50 years. I go back to the sin that was committed that has me where I am right now. I go back
glory.
To the Lord. Hallelujah. I go back to the disobedience that caused me to be out on the street. I go back to the sin that's causing me not to have a job. I go back to the sin that's causing me to live a filthy life. I go back to the sin that's causing my daughter to be a prostitute.
Against your family, Praise the Lord. The book of Exodus 34:17 says this. When we talk about generational curses, keeping mercy, Exodus 34:7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting or punishing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth,
third and fourth generation.
Now, the question is, are generational curses real? Well, the Bible just said it right here. I can visit this curse, praise the Lord, unto your children, unto your children's children. And God's word does not lie. Praise the Lord. But you know, as I examined this scripture and I looked at where this scripture was written at, notice it is written in the book of Exodus. And the book of Exodus means coming out. Praise the Lord. So if you feel like you're under a curse, I stop by to tell you today that you're coming out. Your change is coming. You're on your way out. You're on your way out because we're dealing with the root cause. We're going to the root of why we are here, why we're here now, why we keep living like we're living. We're going to the root cause of the matter. Praise the Lord. The devil will do everything when he wants to bring a curse. Some curses may be barrenness and many women for them to not be able to have children, especially in biblical time, was really something that was very difficult to deal with. And so the devil, he's very conniving. If he can't come against the individual, then he goes after the family. He will after your ability to start or grow a family. He will go after the very seed that God has given you in the power to reproduce, the power to have children. But even Hannah in her barrenness went and she prayed, and God blessed her with a child. And so when we look at the curse, it will come first on an individual, and then the enemy, he will try to attack your family. And there are so many families in America right now that are under attack from enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil has launched a nuclear attack against the church because he does not want God's people to prosper. He doesn't want. And we got scripture for this. Praise the Lord. We got scripture for this. When we look at the word nation, now, here's what's really interesting is that when the enemy realized that the curse of a generation couldn't stop Israel, or the curse of a family couldn't stop Israel, he went after the nation. He, praise the Lord, went after the nation in a way that he wanted, the nation to be cursed. But because God had already blessed the nation, the significance of this thing is that it wasn't good enough to go after the individual or the family or the generation. He wanted the entire nation. And Apostle, what are you saying? Is the enemy coming after everything I got? Yes, he is. He's coming after everything you got. But because you're blessed, he can't take it away from you. He even tried to pay for someone to take the curse to the people of God, for whom God blesses, nobody can curse. And here's the other thing that I find that was interesting is this. Praise the Lord. How, ask yourself,
be removed from an individual? How difficult is it for a curse to be moved from a family or a generation? Now you're talking about a nation? My God. You're talking about a whole nation of people. Praise the Lord. And Balaam wanted Balak to go and deliver, amen, this curse. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. But the curse could not be delivered because God had already blessed them. Your blessing is your covering. He went after the nation. He went after the nation. He went after the nation. But he couldn't destroy the nation because in Genesis there were already so many promises locked up in the nation. Praise the Lord. And that's why he hadn't destroyed your life yet, because there's too many promises still locked up in you. The promises have got to come to pass, and he's coming to try to curse you because he don't want the promises to be released.
Ah, glory.
You can never live in your promise. Yes, if you could ever live in your promise, praise the Lord, you become dangerous to deal with. And God had already promised Israel that I am going to take you to the promised land. And so, praise the Lord, I wish I had me somebody. Yes, he already made the promise. To take them, amen, to the promised land. They couldn't go into the promised land with a curse. For when God delivers you, praise the Lord, he doesn't take you from one place to another with a curse. Praise the Lord. Ooh. But when God brings you from one place to another, praise the Lord, there must be a transformation that takes place. There must be a change. There must be a shifting of the mind. There must be, praise the Lord, a stirring of the soul. But this was dangerous. He went after the nation. And if we are not careful here today, if we are not careful in America, the enemy will come after America. Praise the Lord. We've already witnessed, amen, financial meltdowns and fragmentation. If we are not careful, praise the Lord, if we don't, amen, stay prayerful and stay on our face, the devil is trying to deliver the knockout punch to America. Praise the Lord. That's why I thank God for every, amen, every Christian, every saved person, every pastor, preacher, amen, everybody that's a part of the body of Christ, I praise God for your prayers, and we need to send more prayers up. We need to shake America, praise the name of Jesus Christ, and we need to refuse to let this curse be delivered to our family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here is Balaam. Here's Balaam. Balak wanted Balaam to deliver the curse. Praise the Lord. But there's some things that just can't be delivered.
Some
things that the enemy had planned for you today, they just can't be delivered. God had to turn it around. Just think about when you even on the way driving home, things that the enemy was trying to do to you on the way home, but God had to send it another direction. And so, you know, that's why I just praise God, amen, right now, because I don't know what the enemy had planned for me, but I thank God even for being alive today, because if it was up to the enemy, I would not be living right now. Even you out there. Amen. You've been in the trenches a long time. You've been struggling a long time, and you felt like giving up years ago. But there's something on the inside that's telling you that God is going to bring a change, that God is going to bring you out. Praise the Lord. And that God is going to make good on his promise and on his word. Praise the name of God. Praise the Lord. Anytime, amen, when we talk about being cursed, it means to take away from, to subtract. Praise the Lord. And what the enemy wants to do,
He wants to subtract so much out of your life until there's nothing left. Praise the Lord. He wants to take so much out of your life until there's nothing left. Amen. Remember the first time you got saved and you had so much joy and you come to church and you feel so happy and praise the Lord, you dance and shout around and amen, to ask for testimonies and praise the Lord, be the first one up testifying and praise the Lord, as soon as we, and something happens along the way, praise the Lord, as life tends to get the best of us, praise the Lord, a situation pop up over here, it takes some of our joy. Something pops up over here, it takes some of our joy. Something pops up over here, it takes some of our joy. And so there's a continual taking away or subtracting until pretty soon we're left with nothing. And that's what the enemy wants to do. That's what the enemy wants to do. Amen. Bring this curse so that you don't do nothing, that you don't go anywhere, that you are not prosperous in anything that you do. Praise the Lord. This generational curse can be a defilement that was passed down from one generation to another. For example, somebody may have had a mom or dad that was involved in the occult. All right? Then she has opened herself up to be polluted or unclean. And now the demons or evil spirits, because they have traveled so closely with her, they go to the next closest thing, which are the children. And then our children grow up doing the same thing. We say, well, why, God, how could this happen to us? Because we have lived in such close proximity to them. Praise the name of Jesus. Anytime we see a history of lost job and income, anytime we see a history of just what people call bad luck, just bad things happen to them, praise the Lord. Monday, they lost their job. Tuesday, praise the Lord, they had to go to a funeral. Wednesday, somebody came to go and repossess some of their furniture. And those are things of what we call could be bad luck. Praise the Lord. And that's why we need to start looking back saying, God, you know what? This is not supposed to be happening to me because the blessings of the Lord make us rich and added no sorrow to it. So I come now in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know what? When we don't know what it is, we need to say, Lord, show me exactly what it is. What's happening? What has taken place in my life? God, and if my life is clear, what has taken place in the life of somebody else that's close to me? God, so I can deal with it, so I can stand in the gap. Praise the Lord. There are also signs of a curse. Praise the Lord. Maybe broken relationships, broken marriages with children or spouses. In America, don't know if you know this, but they are right now building prisons for test results based on third or fourth grade students. In other words, they can predict how many prisons they need to build based on the fact whether a child can read, write, and do arithmetic by third or fourth grade. Praise the Lord. That is discouraging. Praise the Lord. That they're already planning, amen, to build prisons. And what is that saying? That is saying that somebody in America realizes that there's a generational curse out there. Why else were you planning to build prisons based on how well children do in third and fourth grade? Somebody needs to break the curse. Somebody, and God, we come to you right now. We come to you right now. Ask that you bless every boy and girl in America to be successful in school. Ask them to be successful in third grade and fourth grade. We come against this generational curse. My God, that's coming into our schools, that's coming against student achievement. We break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak prosperity. I speak it in their life. Take them to the top of their class. Make them help them go to college. In the name of Jesus, help them to get degrees, my God, in the right areas. God, we praise you in
like it. Our children will be successful. They will be readers. They will know how to read. They will know how to write. They will know how to think critically. They will know how to do arithmetic. They will be the next innovators. They will be the next creators. They will be the next president and doctor. I wish I had somebody in here, because as we get old, we're going to meet somebody, amen, to take our place. And God, in the name of Jesus, we got it done. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. There is also, we talked about, we mentioned the curse of poverty. There are too many people, amen, in poverty in America. In fact, the poverty index, amen, is higher than it's ever been. Praise the Lord. Folks who can't get out of poverty, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That, amen, if it's staggering in your family, amen, if it's been there a long time and you can date it back, amen, even to your parents and your parents' parents, amen, we need to start praying against this generational curse, and we need to speak that it will not live in my generation. It won't live in my family line. In fact, even if we're planning to have a family, we need to start praying now for our families that God will prosper, because prayer can change anything.
All right.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And so, you know what? We need to speak, amen, prosperity. We need to speak in our, right in the church. We need to speak right even on the phone lines. We need to speak multi-million-dollar, amen, businesses. We need to speak it. We need to speak radio broadcast, and not just broadcasting, but owning the radio station, owning, praise the Lord, internet sites, and owning the land. Praise the Lord. It's not so much of the money, praise the Lord, but if we can take possession of the land, if we can take possession, the interest will pay for itself. Praise the name of Jesus. And we're always in a position to where we feel like we're going backwards and not forward. Amen. It's time for a root cause analysis. We need to check ourselves to see, praise the Lord, if a curse is lurking somewhere. To see who's detracting from us, who's taking away from us. Praise the Lord. There's a spirit of defeat in the church. Praise the Lord. Right in the church. Amen. In the church where the folk are supposed to have victory. There's a spirit of defeat right in the church. Amen. This is the place where there's supposed to be victory. But there's a spirit of defeat that has been there for generations and generations and generations. But the Bible also already said that if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so we need to lift our hands in the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. There's a spirit of oppression. Praise the Lord. Anytime we can link spirit of oppression, praise the Lord. And we've had the we've had the opportunity, praise the Lord, to even minister to people. And you would be surprised of the many people, amen, who come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, depressed, oppressed, defeated. Yeah. They feeling like they have failed. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Feeling like they stuck. They can't get nowhere. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. You need somebody to touch and agree with you to break the spirit of bondage. Praise the Lord. Those are all signs. And we're not saying that if you're feeling like you're defeated or if you're feeling like you're oppressed, we're not saying that that's a curse. Those are signs. But the thing that we need to do is go back and evaluate, go back and look back to determine, praise the Lord, wait, how long has this thing been operating here? If this thing's been operating too long, then we need to start looking at, oh, my God, Lord, show me what this is so I can deal with it. Praise the Lord. Spirit of divorce. Not just in the world, but in the church. Praise the Lord. Spirit of divorce. Not just in the world, but in the church. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. For example, their parents had a divorce. Praise the Lord. Their parents' parents have a divorce. And then now they're faced with the same thing. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. That means we need to start praying right now against the spirit of divorce. And you know what else that means? That means right now we need to be praying. I don't know how many people out there in radio land, amen, have children. But you know what? We need to, we're going to pause and pray right now. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, and I glorify your name. God, we come to you right now asking for divine protection and direction for our children. Bless them, oh God, that even if they're grown right now, to find the right person, to find the right spouse in the name of Jesus. Because the way to defeat the spirit of divorce is to find the right spouse from the start with. In the name of Jesus. God, I praise you for this right now. Oh God, even our children that's in school, I'm asking you, oh God, to start grooming the person that's for them. In the name of Jesus, we come against this spirit and our family. Thank you, Jesus. We speak that it shall not live. It shall not live in the family. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Same people, amen, people that always cause discord. You find a lot of discord when you go, amen, you go to funerals, you find a lot of discord. Praise the name of Jesus. People can't come together for nothing, can't agree for nothing. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. They're leaving discord. Amen. They've been in discord even before they got there. Praise the Lord. And many times you can nail it down. If you go to the root cause, many times the root cause for discord in the family go back to one person. I know. It go back to one or two persons.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They like to stir things up. Praise the Lord. Yeah. They like to keep it going because their hand is in witchcraft. Their hand is in voodoo. And they got a stronghold on people. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. But my God. And see, the voodoo priest, praise the Lord, wants to put a curse on the generation. Praise the Lord. Wants to put a curse on the family. The witch wants to put a curse on the generation and the family. But you know what? We go after the witch. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray against the witch that sent the curse. And we send the curse back to the witch. Praise the Lord. We got to send it back to the sender. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know many times the people who dish it out can't take it themselves. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. There are people that like to pick at people and like to put people down. Praise the Lord. But when it's time for them to take it, they can't take it.
Come
on. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So we need to send it back to them. Praise the Lord. So send them to that address. 115. Praise the Lord. Send them to the address. My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lord. There's somebody at 115 address. There's somebody about to get a blessing. I don't know where they are, but they're about to get a blessing. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let go. This is gold. 115. Praise the Lord. God is going to bless them. God is going to do something for them. We praise God for everything. You may be on the line, you may not be on the line, but God is sending a blessing because somebody needs to come out. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be set free. Somebody's got a child on the street right now. Praise the Lord. Walking up and down the street, 10 years old. Praise the Lord. On the street, prostituting. God, we send the angels in the name of Jesus. Bring deliverance. We break the curse right now. Thank you, Lord. And if you never had anybody like that, you don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it is. Praise the Lord. But prayer can do anything. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. There are also curses, praise the Lord, that have brought, amen, early death. Praise the Lord. People in the family dying early, dying at the age of 21, dying at the age, praise the Lord, of 15 and 35, and amen. People, amen, having heart attacks, praise the Lord, just dropping dead. We need to examine this thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to do the root cause analysis. God, what's in this family that caused this to happen? Why did it happen like this? Why did it happen this way? Praise the Lord. So when we see a pattern of early death, people that don't live long, praise the Lord, we need to go deal with it. We need to go deal with it. Somebody, and the thing about it, praise the Lord, understand this, that when we talk about generational curses, praise the Lord, Many times he's coming after the anointed. Praise the Lord. He's coming after the anointing. Because many times the anointings tend to stay in the family. Praise the Lord. And if the anointing ever gets out, praise the Lord, then that means trouble. That means that the devil has something else to deal with. Praise the Lord. So if he can stop the anointing from being released, praise the Lord, in your life, you will never experience life the way God intended it to be. Praise the Lord. When we talk about the nation may refer to a community of people who share a common language. So yes. Satan is after. He's after the nation. And you see, he's after people who share a common language. And see, that's why in Matthew, Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church because the church has a common language. And anybody that has a common language, praise the Lord, the devil don't like. The devil is coming after. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Curse has to do with words. Amen. Negative words. It can be negative words that come out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. It could be words that come and they have an effect. When we speak our words, praise the Lord, they are alive. They live, whether we believe it or not. They are alive and they live. I remember even in Mark chapter 11, praise the Lord, where Jesus, they were leaving Bethany, and he was hungry, and he saw at a distance a fig tree, and it had leaves on it. And he expected the fig tree to have leaves, and it didn't, praise the Lord. And Jesus, praise the Lord, spoke to the fig tree. And the next day they came by, the leaves were withered. But the thing that stood out to me here was this. Praise the Lord. And that's why sometimes it's hard to identify a curse from a blessing. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because from a distance, the fig tree looked all right. And Jesus expected it to have figs on it. But when he got close, there was a leaves but no figs. And many of us, praise the Lord, we represent that tree. Praise the Lord. We got the leaves, but then we don't have the fruit. Praise the Lord. We're missing something in our life. So Jesus speaks to it, and the disciples, on one version says, the disciples, they come back the next day, praise the Lord, and it is withered from the roots. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. He speaks, and it is withered, and Jesus takes an opportunity to talk about, praise the Lord, mountains that may be before you, your ability to speak to the mountains and have the mountains move before you. Praise the Lord. And so, in my closing, how much time we got? How much time we got, Evangelist?
We got a few more minutes.
How many? How much?
We got about 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. Praise the Lord. And so, praise the Lord. As I wrap it up here, praise the Lord. Jesus speaks to the fig tree. Amen. And he uses this to demonstrate or teach a lesson. Jesus was very hands-on. He modeled. He demonstrated. Amen. He constantly taught, and he had the disciples near him. He demonstrated to his disciples how certain healings would take place, and praise the Lord, and how, praise the Lord, you can take a little and feed a lot. He constantly demonstrated. He was the greatest teacher, amen, that ever lived. Praise the Lord. And so as Jesus talks to the fig tree, and he uses the analogy of the fig tree and says that if you speak to the mountain has got to move. Now, the thing is, you can't doubt in your heart. Praise the Lord. But in other words, I want you to know that words have power. Praise the Lord. And what you speak is a release into the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. And what you speak is channeled in the direction, praise the Lord, of the target or the thing that you have targeted. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And so your words have the ability to affect change. Praise the Lord. And so today, we're targeting, amen, curses all over America. Praise the Lord. Because there are people, amen, on alcohol, they're alcoholics. There are people, and their dad, their parents were drug addicts. Now their children were drug addicts. And it's just living. It's a habitual sin in the family. It's a cycle. Praise the Lord. But I wish I had a church here that were willing to pray and speak against the demon of alcoholism and speak against the demon of drugs and get this generational curse out of the family. Praise the Lord. Because if the devil keeps working, what he'll try to do, and this is what he's trying to do, evangelist, this is what he tries to do. He will try to, amen, he will try to send and infest a virus and infect not only a generation, but his job is to affect through the generation a nation. And so what he is doing, if he could target a nation, or if he could target a generation, then what he is doing is he is actually spreading himself to actually take over the nation. Praise the Lord. And that's why we as a people of God has got to be together. We've got to be the conduits. We've got to be the channels. Praise the Lord. That right now, today, we're going to stop these curses from taking place. Praise the Lord. We're going to put the witness out of business. We're going to put the brutal priest out of business. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. And those people who go to the love doctors looking for love spells, go to the love doctors looking for sex spells and looking for divorce spells, we're going to put them out of business today. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. It is so easy. You can go on the internet, praise the Lord, and get a portion, and praise the Lord, and get something to put in somebody's food. Praise the Lord. These things come together that make up a curse. Praise the Lord. That if you are exposed to it, it has the ability to live in the generation, to live from one generation to the next. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible said that men ought to always pray and not think. It's not the time to think, but it's the time to pray. Praise the Lord. It's not the time to give up. Praise the Lord, but it's the time to give up, to get up. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. It's not a time to fold our arms, but it's a time, amen, to lift them. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Satan has come against the church to bring this generational curse. Praise the Lord. But we have to be careful because he's targeted the generation. Praise the Lord. And I refuse to let the devil live in my generation, to let the devil live in my family line. Praise the Lord. I refuse to let the devil, praise the Lord, bring those things that he brought against my father. I refuse to let allow those things to live in me. I refuse to let that be so. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse. Praise the Lord. We have to be careful. Praise the Lord. Bitterness can be a sign. Praise the Lord. Children on medication can be a sign. That's why we have to be careful. Cancer is a sign, especially if there's a pattern. Any pattern of sickness, praise the Lord, may be a sign that something's living there that's not supposed to be living there. You ever had a feeling that someone was in your home that's not supposed to be there? Or someone was in your house not supposed to be there? Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. It's time to put the devil out of business. Praise the Lord. We're coming against these generational curses. They will not hold us. They will not have us anymore. We will live in the freedom of the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And God, and from this moment on, we break spells. We break demon power. We break demon strongholds. And see, there's a generational curse that comes against people's mind. And Joyce Meyer wrote the battlefield of the mind. Praise the Lord. There's a spirit of oppression, the depression, a spirit of lack. Praise the Lord. That has come in and robbed people of their right mind. Praise the Lord. The people that got nervous conditions running the family. Praise the Lord. We come against it. We come against it. We rid. Now hear the Lord saying, we rid. Amen. We rid the body of Christ. Praise the Lord of nervousness condition. God has not given us the spirit of fear, and live, oh God, in the beauty of holiness and not be held under the bondage of this curse. Thank you, Jesus. And God,
thank
we thank you right now. We praise your name. Let everybody under the sound of my voice,
hallelujah,
oh God, be liberated. If they've got children, they've got family, they've got friends.
Yes, God.
My God,
yes,
it may be affected, oh God, by a pattern of behavior that has gone
yes,
on for years and years and from generation to generation. Yes,
yes,
generational curses are real. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. But just as generational curses are real, generational blessings are real. And I speak generational blessings over
yes,
their life.
Lord.
God, that you will bless the next generations to
yes,
come,
God.
That you would empower them, that you would give them dunamis, that you would prosper them in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, that you would
Amen.
Give them the right resources. Oh, God, let not their resources dry up. Give them the tools that they need, oh, God,
yes,
to be
God.
Successful, to go in the way that you would like them to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. No more hindrance. No more hindrance. To your blessing, praise the Lord, because the curse is lifting. The curse has already lifted. In the name of Jesus, God, I praise you. That's why he want to bring the curse, because he wants to take. He wants to subtract from you. But God says, I'm bringing the blessing, because I'm going to add to you. I'm going to add, what is it? Hezekiah, God added years to his life. So God says, I'm going to add to you. God says, if the church would lift up their hands right now, I'm going to add to you. I'm going to add the blessing.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to add to your children's life. I'm going to add to your finances.
Bless
I'm going to add
God.
To your well.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. I'm going to add to your store. I'm going to add to your business. I'm going to add
yes,
to your
Lord.
Job.
Yes,
where
Lord.
Everybody
yes,
else may be losing their job, but I'm going to
oh,
add to your
hallelujah.
Job. Somebody else is
thank
getting me wrong. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to make a way for you to get
oh,
a
yes,
I'm going to add to you. And God is saying, I'm in the business of adding. And God is saying, praise the Lord, somebody need to go out there and look at what they want, because I'm getting ready to add to you. Praise
oh,
the Lord.
Yes,
if you're living under the sound of my voice, if you're living for God, if you're praying to God, praise the name
yes,
of Jesus
God.
Christ, God will add to you.
Thank
yes, he will. Our evangelist, praise
thank
the Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He's going to add to you. He's going to add to your sustenance. He's going to
yes,
add.
Lord.
He's going to add. Praise the Lord. Where you weak, he's about to add strength. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Where you're the first. He's about to add some joy. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Where there's the garment of heaviness, he's about to add some praise. Praise
yes,
the name
yes,
of Jesus Christ.
God,
he's
yes.
about to add some glory. Praise the Lord. Lord, I praise
thank
you for
Lord.
This.
Thank
my
you.
God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you.
Thank
if there's
you,
darkness,
Lord.
He's about to add some light. God is in the business
yes,
of adding.
God.
That's why we came against generational curses, and the enemy didn't want this thing to be part of.
Looking for love, looking for joy, honey, you don't know where to go. I don't know no more see you.
Thank
you. Oh, but if you can just stretch out your hand and hang on the Messiah and call on the name of the Lord. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, if you call on me, I'll answer. Hey, you know, Messiah. You don't have to stay in that state that you're in. Hey, no, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. You can repent. You can ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. You can stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. You do not have to take all the curse of your forefathers. Hallelujah. All you have to do is call. for help. Call for help. Send out an SOS. Call for help. Nobody know you need it if you never call on it. Nobody know you need it if you never ask for it. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, I bless you today. Thank you, Apostle Clark. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
I don't know if First Lady is available. Is she on the line with you today? First Lady Clark, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But we see some callers from the area code. We have had some technical difficulty today, and I know it wasn't nothing but the trick of the enemy, but this word has gone on out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We can get up to 50 calls on this line, and some people had texted me and said they couldn't get on the line. My sister was one. I told her keep dialing till the line opened up, so she did get on. I don't know if sometimes you get tired of trying and you just give up. That's just like us. We ready to give up. But don't give up. Keep on trying.
Because
there's a door open. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we had some technical difficulties, and some people weren't able to get on the line. Again, we have to remember this Blog Talk Radio, and it's man-made. It hasn't been designed by God. And anything that hasn't been designed by God is subject to failure and it's subject to error. Amen. So we apologize, but we have no control over there. Sometimes if I don't call in early, I can't get on, and I have to try two and three times again. So I apologize for that, but you can go back on the archives. So if you're anywhere and you have access to a computer, you can go back. See, the devil ain't won. Yay! He's already a defeated foe. He's a defeated foe.
Yeah.
So those of you that's listening, I see three callers in the chat room. Thank you all for tuning in and listening online. We appreciate you. You have been listening to Apostle Dr. Walter Clark of Columbia, South Carolina, Global Outreach Ministries. And we're just so happy for him being with us on today. So we're going to open up the line right now if we see Lady Clark on the line. And we have two callers from the 803 area code. And the last four of your numbers, 5901. Can you greet us, caller? Okay, we have 803. And the last four of your number is, 5548.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How are you? I'm Minister Tony Clark from Global Outreach Ministry.
Well, God bless you.
Bless you.
Praise
I just wanted
you.
To say, praise the Lord, Apostle. How are you?
I'm good. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
You are more than welcome. It was an awesome word, and I thank you, and I was blessed truly. I was blessed truly, and I wanted to say thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes.
We still have another caller thank you from tuning in, Minister Tony. God bless you. We have another same area code, and the last four of your numbers, 5901. Amen, amen. Well, Apostle Clark, give our love to First Lady Jennifer. We appreciate you coming in and giving us this time and sharing the word of God with our listeners on today. Also, we see area code 916, and I don't know that number. The last four of your number is 5442. Can you greet us?
Hello, that's Sister Tia.
Sister Tia?
Yes, she's here.
Hi, Sister Tia. How are you doing today? God bless you.
I'm blessed. It was a blessing. I really need to hear that message. It came straight from God.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you.
Yes, so you got me back on the line.
God bless you all. We thank you. We
thank
you all for tuning in on today. By way of announcements, I didn't announce the women's conference that's going to be held this evening all the way until Sunday, October the 12th through the 14th. If you're in the Haywood, California area and you're free, come out to the Victory Christian Ministries Empowerment a women's conference on this weekend. It will be held at 21222 Mission Boulevard in Hayward, California. And the contact person is Evangelist Walters, and her phone number is area code 510-827-9212. I will be ministering on this evening in that conference, and Evangelist Doris Campbell will be ministering on tomorrow evening. So if you're free and you're able to come, come out and be with us in this women's conference. Amen. We're going to go back to Apostle Clark. Apostle Clark, I put your picture and your, a little bit about you on the web, on the archive page for this ministry, so you'll be able to see it. Then I posted it on Facebook, so I knew something was going on, that no more calls was on the line. So when they began to text me, all I could do was text them back and say, keep on trying. But that's okay. The word has went out, and you can go into the archive and listen to this message 24/7. Go to New Destiny Ministries, and you can search for, I mean, go to blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries. And you can go back to today's date, and you can hear this full message in its entirety. Amen. Again, thank you all in the chat room. God bless you all. We thank God for you. We're going to go back to Apostle Clark. I got to get on the road in a few minutes, and today is Friday. And this service starts at 6 o'clock. It is crazy going into the Bay Area, especially on the weekend. Apostle Clark, but that's all right. I'm going to take the Lord along with me, and I'm a speaker, so I ain't got to be there soon as the doors open. So I thank God for that. Amen. But again, once again, we thank God for Dr. Clark being with us. I'm going to have to get you out here for me one of these good days. I tell you, it won't be very long. Amen. So we thank God for you, Apostle Clark.
Amen.
We're going to let close us on out with prayer, and he has a final comment and remarks.
Amen. Well, we praise God for everybody, and amen, we do. Like Evangelist Bernard said, she apologized for the technical difficulties, but you can't go on. We tested the ministry, right? And pull the message up. So we just praise God for everything, and praise the Lord. And want to encourage those of you out there in radio land, and thank God for everybody that came on the air today. And we speak blessings in your life. Praise the Lord. And we reverse any curses, amen, known and unknown, amen. And we speak favor over your life. And Evangelist Bernard, we again thank you for the opportunity to come on the air in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we just thank you right now. We glorify your name. We love you today. And we just praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for everything. God, I pray, God, that somebody, oh God, that's contemplating a decision right now, God, I'm asking that you give them direction, give them clarity, oh God, a purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and I hear the Lord say, you can count on me. I don't know who that's for. Praise the Lord, but I praise you right now for it. I thank you in the name of Jesus. God, as we leave the airways, we leave the air in the name of Jesus, but not depart from your presence. We ask that you be with us, oh God, until we meet again. Everybody say amen and bless God. All right, Evangelist, back to you.
Thank you. We also like to let you know that we're on the air on Sunday morning. We have early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. So if you want to start your Sunday off with some prayer, you don't have to wait till you get to your house of worship. Join us on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We come on for 30 minutes only, and we do nothing but pray. No announcements, no song. We just pray and lift up the name of Jesus. So that's 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know back east some of you all probably have started your worship service, but we're up at 7 in the morning here in California, and we're able to just come on this line and give God some praise. Again, remember those dates for our True Conference Fellowship. True Fellowship Conference, I'm sorry, December 7th and 8th. We're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you all in Jesus' name. Sister T, give me a call. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Clark. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed day. We're going to close out with I Choose to Worship My West Heart. God bless you all.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my day and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now.
I choose to worship.
My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for loneliness with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets sad. I just can't lay here and give up. Say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He'll heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
All right, Dawn, you stay on to the end, huh? I gotta go. I'm speaking tonight, Dawn.
All right, I heard you.
Yeah, I gotta speak tonight, so I'm rushing. I gotta go and get Lanisha's car, so then gotta stop over here at the school with Nino.
Well, what's wrong with your car?
Nothing. I just the tires aren't real. One of the tires have a slow leak, so I don't want to deal with it. I ain't gonna talk all that on the line because I'm still teasing. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Love.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.